Afternoon, folks. Hope you're all doing well. It's a beautiful day here in Coleraine, and Tozer is here. We're just in the back garden. He's very, very excited because we've got him a nice bone. Okay, check it out. Look at the size of that. Okay, we just see. Hold on. Off he goes. Ooh. Off he goes. Happy boy. Come back here. I wouldn't like to try to get it off him right enough. You know, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, we have a very remarkable account of the prophet of God, Ezekiel, and the hand of the Lord upon him, the Spirit of God leading him and guiding him, as he describes, into the midst of a valley that was full of bones. And he says there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And through a process of events, that valley of dry bones, there's a shaking, there's a stirring, there's a resurrecting. The bones come together, flesh comes up upon them, sinew, muscle, and at last they stand up as an exceeding great army, and the breath of God enters into them. And it's a wonderful, wonderful story in Scripture. And it's wide-reaching in its application. I believe there are three ways it can be applied. First of all, it applies to the regeneration of the soul of a sinner. Man by nature is dead in trespasses and in sins. And then as the Spirit of God begins to move and as the Word of God is applied, God does a work deep down in the human heart and soul, and he brings life out of dearth and out of deadness. And the child of God rises up and joins the army of God. It's also a picture, I believe, of the restoration of Israel. And that's the immediate context. These bones, the Bible says, are the house of Israel. And in Ezekiel's day, they were dry and they were barren, as Israel is as a nation, even at this particular time. But God has plans and purposes for that nation, and God will cause them to rise up again and live. And yet it's also a wonderful picture or a pattern of revival for the church, or revival for a nation that once knew the blessing of God and has got away from God and is now far from God and deep down in sin, just like this nation of ours. And in that account, God challenges Ezekiel as he looks at that open valley full of dry bones, and God says, "Son of man, can these bones live?" That's the great challenge of God to the heart of Ezekiel. Ezekiel, can these bones live? As you look at this, it looks desolate and barren and dead. Ezekiel, do you believe it's possible for there ever to be life in this valley again? Can those bones live? Humanly speaking, anybody would have said no. But Ezekiel said, "O Lord God, thou knowest." Duncan Campbell said in the old Gaelic translation, it's rendered this way, "O Lord, you have the answer." And God has the answer. God is the answer. God said, "Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones." That seemed like a foolish thing. And yet God has chosen the foolishness of preaching to them that believe, to save them that believe. And then God said, "Prophesy, son of man, to the wind." That speaks of prayer. And Ezekiel calls to the wind of the Spirit, to come and to breathe and to enter into these dry bones. And they rise up. They come together. There's a noise. There's a shaking. Still no life. Bones come together. Muscle and sinews come together. And then Ezekiel prays and the breath enters in and they stand up an exceeding great army. And there's a wonderful restoration. There's desolation, there's proclamation, there's communication between God and Ezekiel, and then there's restoration. And it gives us a wonderful hope. I look at this land of ours and I sometimes look at the church and think, boy, it's so dry. It's so dead. It's so lifeless. It's so barren. We're not fighting the fight of faith. The Church of Christ does not look like an army at all. Rather, it looks like a boneyard. And yet those bones were able to rise up as God moved mightily by the power of his Spirit. Child of God, as you look at your family, your loved ones, the world around us, do you ever ask yourself, can these bones live? That's God's challenge to us. Will we reply and say, "O Lord God, thou knowest"? And let's see a great revival. Let's pray that the Spirit of God will come and God will move. May God bless you all richly. And Tozer's enjoying his bone. Don't think it's going to come to life again right enough. But we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.